WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Do it.
Rock 107 WIRX. By the way, that was brand new Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, yeah.
You're the One. God, I love that track, man.
It's pretty good.
So good. It's good. They played it, actually, on SNL a couple weeks ago when they were on there as the musical guest. 925 WIRX, 925-9479. This morning, we're talking about ridiculous things that we fantasize about on a regular basis. Now, I want to preface this by saying that it's okay to fantasize. When we were younger, all the adults were like, hey, get your head out of the clouds. Focus. Quit daydreaming.
I used to keep them in the clouds. I like that.
It's good. It's nice. It's very therapeutic.
It's good for the brain.
It's cathartic to just think of ridiculous things.
Just let the mind go, man.
Let the mind go. Let's see. We got some great comments on Facebook. Things that people fantasize about on a semi-regular basis. Carrie said sleeping a full straight 8 hours without waking up every hour.
You know, I'm going to put it out there. I think the eight-hour thing is a myth.
You think so?
I think it's too long.
I think everyone's different.
Six. That's the number.
Is it? Well, maybe for you. Some people need eight.
No.
I can do 10, bro.
Yeah, that's way too much.
I can pound 10 hours down, no problem.
Way too much.
I can do it, buddy. Well, see, another Annette said 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep.
Six.
Now, granted, we don't have kids. Maybe 8 hours to a parent is like the holy grail.
Yeah, that we're not, you know.
Isn't that terrible? Well,
you're not burning 5,000 calories a day either.
You're fantasizing about sleep.
You know?
That's how great it is. Why do you take naps? Because it's amazing.
It's awesome.
It's amazing. Let's see. Jake says he fantasizes about hitting the lotto so he can buy a bunch of old Chevy trucks. I think the lotto's kind of a big one. And people do. That's why you buy the lottery tickets. Most people buy the $2 lottery ticket to have $2 worth of fantasizing entertainment. Like, oh, man, if I win this, I'm going to buy this. I'm going to do this.
The wife woke up the other day. Oh, my God. Never believe what I just dreamed. Oh, I wish it was real. I won $42,000 on a Keno ticket. And she remembers the numbers.
It's 42.
She remembers the numbers from her dream. I was like, how do you remember the numbers?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know, but I won $42,000 and it was so real.
Well, you know what she needs to do? She needs to go play it with those numbers.
We're going to clickety-clack tonight.
Clickety-clack.
Hiya.
Hiya. I like this. Chad said he fantasized about being the WWE heavyweight champion.
Oh, man. Hold that belt up above your head.
Look at I'm the greatest.
Just top rope.
Just in your speedo,
you know,
sweaty.
You know, the more
I fantasize about that too. What?
Right? What? What? Being in your underwear and tall boots?
No, Chad being in his underwear and tall boots, holding the belt and sweaty. What?
Huh?
Sorry, Chad.
Weirdo.
Yeah. Sydney fantasizes about quitting her job and moving to a tropical island. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's nice. You know what? You know what though? Tropical islands are nice for vacations.
Yeah, I think
once you start living there, you start to figure out, oh, yeah, there's a lot of creatures here.
Yeah, big old insects. Yeah, you go there.
It's nice for the week you're there. Trust me, if you're there for more than a week or two, it's like,
I don't know. I think I could get over it.
Yeah.
it's warm here again. Oh, look at the sunshine and the sandy beach.
Yeah, maybe I'm a moron for saying that.
Yeah. Oh, my wife.
No, Gilligan's Island. They didn't. They were trying to get the hell off that island.
That's because Gilligan, though. I mean, you don't want to be on an island with Gilligan.
I mean,
if it was just me and the hot one.
I don't know. If I was the professor, man, and I was stuck on an island with two hotties like he was,
I'd stay there.
I'd stay there, too.
Yeah. But Gilligan was there always C-blocking him and messing everything up.
Dang it, Gilligan.
Seriously, Gilligan. You worthless. I fantasize about killing Gilligan.
Hey there, little buddy. Get the hell off this island.
All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What do you fantasize about on a regular basis?
Mine's so stupid. But
I can't wait to hear yours. I bet you it's just fantastic. We'll be back in a few. All righty. Good morning, 748. Brock Hunter. Hey. Oh, I got to turn. There we go. Didn't want to turn on your microphone. Have that guy. You know what I fantasize about all the time?
Fine.
Just unplugging your microphone for good.
Just me not being
just me, myself, No more Hunter. I would never do that. No. That's a horrible fantasy. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's something you fantasize about on a regular basis? Do you have one?
I do, and it's kind of ridiculous. I've done it since I was a kid. I find myself still doing it.
Yeah?
If I'm a passenger in a car, looking out the window, going down the highway, yeah, you're going about 70 miles an hour. You're going pretty quick.
Yeah.
I imagine me being some kind of creature.
Yeah.
Jumping from telephone pole to telephone pole as I'm flying down the highway watching the side of the road.
So you're the creature.
Keeping up with the car, you know? Jumping over trees. And do you ever do that?
No.
No?
Because I'm an adult.
I told you it was ridiculous.
What kind of
Does anybody else do this?
What kind of creature are you, Hunter? Like half man, half beast?
I think so. Something, yeah? You know, that it's on all fours.
So, oh, maybe a werewolf?
Like a werewolf.
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
Okay.
You know, I know everybody sticks their hand out the window and does the classic.
Yeah, you always got to do
like
that.
Like the airplane.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, for some reason, I look at little trees and barriers and I'm like, man, if I was a beast, I could leap from telephone.
Altered Beast. Remember that old game? That's what you want to be like.
Yeah.
You want to go from man into werewolf and then run along the highway.
Yeah. I'm a weird guy, Bronk.
You are a weird guy.
Is there anybody? There's got to be other people who do that.
Probably not. No, yeah, children. Yeah. Toddlers.
Toddlers? Well, I am.
Wow, what if I was a werewolf and I ran alongside the vehicle? Would that be cool?
Yeah, I should have never have told you.
Hey, Bob, I'm imagining I'm a werewolf.
Shut up, Hunter.
If it's so cool, I can run so fast.
Roll the window up. It's cold.
No, I'm not going to have a werewolf.
In your sweatpants would be all ripped.
Yeah.
Because when you transform, obviously you rip the sweatpants.
Absolutely.
I might have done that as a kid.
Mm.
Maybe. I might have. As a kid.
I knew it.
As a kid. My fantasy, I've shared with everyone quite a few times. It's pretty basic. I fantasize about just going up into the woods, into a log cabin, just never see anybody ever again. Just go to like a hermit lifestyle.
Straight up herm, huh?
I feel like I could. That's like a fantasy that it's almost like I'm almost getting concerned by how much I have this fantasy. It's like, you know, you come home from after like maybe being stuck in traffic or you had a long day at work. You're like, nah, you know what? I'm packing up everything. I'm going up, living in a cabin.
Why don't you go up in the mountains and don't bother anybody?
That's you know what? Nobody's going to bother me. I can grow my beard out.
Yeah.
I just have long hair. I'll live off the land.
All by yourself.
All by myself.
No Kiki.
Kiki would just bother me at some point.
Yeah.
Like, just come and go. She can come by and visit me.
Yeah.
She can come by and visit me. Conjugal visits with a big old hairy stinky mountain man. She's going to love it.
It's not a bad one, I guess.
I just think about that. Like, there's days where I'm just like.
Gather your own wood.
Yes,
you know, you would occupy yourself. You'd have to survive.
You stay busy.
You know?
Stay busy. Yeah.
You'd have to go shoot your food.
The other fantasy that I have a lot.
We know. Sex robots. We get it.
I wasn't going to go. Okay, that's obvious.
You've told us.
Here's the thing. That's not going to be a fantasy for much longer. It's going to be a thing. We're very close. No, I have a fantasy of seeing someone taking a picture of the food and just knocking the plate off the ground, right in the middle of the photo.
Yes.
Like, just seeing someone standing up, taking a picture of their food. I just want to go like a cat, almost. And, like, slowly. Mm-hmm. Like, just. Just sliding and then eventually right on the ground.
Hey, you got to stare at them too.
Dead-eyed, just taking that plate of food just right off the table.
Yeah. I like that.
Isn't that a good fantasy?
Another one would be, hey, can I see that picture? And then you look at it and you just delete it off their phone.
And you throw their phone just right on the ground.
You know?
Stop it. I fantasize about that a lot. All right, we're going to take a quick break. More of your fantasies when we come back. All right, a good morning, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
You. 7:59. Talking about fantasies this morning. They were just showing the guy that choked out and killed the mountain lion
with his bare
hands.
Yeah.
They showed him on TV here just now, and that's another thing you kind of fantasize about is like, you know, a situation like that. We spend a lot of time outdoors. Mm-hmm. Kiki and I camping and anything like that, and there's always times where I'm like, man. Like a bear came up right now.
What would you do?
Just karate chop him right in the neck. Hwaya! Heya pow! No, I probably...
Too many Bruce Lee movies, bro.
I know, that's right. Chuck Norris. I would turn into Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Hwaya!
Yeah, you can't roundhouse a bear and get away with it.
I might be able to.
Yeah.
And
okay,
I'd pull a muscle, and then the bear would be like, "Well, that's an easy meal."
How do you pass?
Tried to roundhouse.
Well, the bear was fine. The bear was occupied eating the fish, but he decided to roundhouse it in the face, pissed the thing off. And now he's dead.
Honestly, he had it coming.
You know,
the guy had it coming. He tried to karate chop a bear.
He watched an episode of Walker, Texas Ranger.
When the eyes of a ranger are upon you.
Drove up in his, was it a Chevy or a Dodge? It was a Dodge.
They paid big money to be in there. Yeah. And then if you notice, real quick, before we get back to fantasies, if you watch Walker, Texas Ranger. So Dodge paid big money to have their trucks be the good guy's truck. If you look at all the bad guy's vehicles, they're either Ford or Chevy.
Really?
Yep.
All right. Yep. I like that.
Yeah.
He also sings the theme song.
He does. He's the greatest. And actually, underneath Chuck Norris' beard is just another fist.
another fist.
What do you fantasize about on a regular basis? Let's see.
You know, another one for me, flying. Every time I look up and see a plane, I'm like, man.
Like, you just want to fly like yourself?
No, I want to fly a plane.
Yeah.
I think that would be awesome. You know?
Yeah. I thought maybe you just say you flap your arms, you fly away.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
See you guys later. Well, that's the thing. Okay, we're fantasizing. I mean, we all fantasize about having superpowers. We all want to be able to, like, move traffic or, you know, change the weather. Yeah. So with the flying one, all right, if you could have the power to fly, but the only way you could do it is by flapping your arms, would you still have it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so,
I'd
too.
I'd do it. I'd look like a moron.
Yeah, I think so, too, but you could fly.
Come on, flap away. You know, but humans are flying now. Seen those wingsuits?
Yeah.
Not the wingsuits, but have you seen that? Like, what are they called? A jet suit?
I don't know. Where you got the jet pack and then the wings?
Yeah, it's a, yeah.
I don't trust that, not one bit. Brandon says he fantasizes about killing a supervisor with his bare hands. Jesus.
Supervisor doesn't have Facebook, does he? Jeez, man.
Twist, he's his own supervisor. Right. He works from home.
Kicking my ass.
Do you mind? winning the lotto, that's a big one. Ryan said that. Sherry said that. Let's see.
Be careful with the lotto thing.
Yeah.
I'm still weary on that.
Jason said finding a good job that won't drug test me. I'm not giving up my green. Just do it for a couple months and then you'll be good.
Yeah.
Elijah, I like this. He says he fantasizes about finding proof that Bigfoot exists.
Oh, man.
Good luck, buddy. That is a fantasy.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's some really good ones.
The reigning hide-and-go-seek champion. Well,
I like this one. Heather fantasizes about Kiki. Yeah.
Wait, what's that?
Heather fantasizes about Kiki.
Nice.
Nice. Two chicks at the same time. Hey, Heather, what are you doing later?
Two chicks at the same time, man.
Yeah, I fantasize about winning the lotto. And two chicks at the same time. With $1 million, I could kind of set something like that up.
Oh, yeah.
All right. There's a lot of great fantasies out there. Like we said, keep fantasizing. It's good. It's good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good for the soul. But then just remember, though, this is a fantasy. When you come back to the real world and back to that crushing depression
and
loneliness.
You know, just get your 15 minutes of real work done.
Yeah.
Because we all just work for 15 minutes. And then just fantasize the rest of the day.
Oh, wait, here, I got a good one.
Look out the window.
This is a perfect one to end on. Trevor says he fantasizes about crushing Benny and taking his position at WIRX.
Oh.
So who's the new guy? Well, he killed Benny, so now he got the job. That's how it works. There can only be one.
Is this a Game of Thrones?